The Joint Powers Authority that governs the Sonoma County Library System was set up 37 years ago, with decision-making in the hands of a 7-member commission, 2 appointed by Santa Rosa, and the other 5 by the county, including representatives from Healdsburg, Petaluma, and Sonoma. That's going to change under revisions to the governing body that have been under discussion for more than a year now, but the precise mix of commission members is now the last unsettled issue in the updating of the library JPA.
The library system won't be successful if every city is not at the table, and this proposal allows that.
Supervisor Mike McGuire has been the county's point man in these discussions, which currently call for an expanded commission with members from all 9 local governments. But the cities have balked at giving anyone, even the county, more than a single seat. And the supervisors are pushing back against that limit.
So we're going to have another discussion about the county having 2 seats. The county generates 45% of the tax revenue for the system, and it has a third of the population, about 130,000 folks. And the only unincorporated branch is in Guerneville. So the Board of Supervisors, I think, has taken some significant steps towards compromise, going from 5 to 2, but we believe that we need to maintain at least 2 seats on the board.
But Julia Fries, a current member of the Library Commission, remains unconvinced.
I think bringing all the cities to the table would strengthen the Library Commission and be an excellent idea. I don't know that any one jurisdiction needs to have more commissioners than another jurisdiction. We've not done it proportionally up till now. It is a regional system, and the commission has been dedicated to thinking of it as a unified system and not territorially or geographically or jurisdictionally, and I think that's worked very well.
While that matter will require further negotiation, the other point of disagreement in the proposed new Joint Powers Authority was resolved fairly quickly. The issue was language that would allow individual communities to independently raise money to fund additional operating hours for their local branch. Cotati, Windsor, Sonoma, and Warner Park favored the idea, but it was strongly opposed by Petaluma, Sebastopol, Healdsburg, and Cloverdale, and by current Library Commission Chairman Tim May.
The library serves the entire county, and the idea that one library can have enhanced hours begins to split that apart. So this issue of social equity throughout the county is important because we don't want the richer cities to have more service than the poorer cities.
It is also, May noted, a much more complicated idea than it might seem at first blush.
If the Friends were to be getting this money, are they then hiring staff? It just raises the complexity of how the library operates. The union has spoken to the issue about who gets the extra jobs. The level of complexity that it would bring up in providing disparity of service does not seem to make it worthwhile.
When the city of Healdsburg took a stance firmly opposed to any community funding, a move that could have stalled the entire JPA update, the supervisors backed away from the notion, voting unanimously to delete it. Other provisions in the revised document, on which consensus has already been reached, include new budgeting and tax levying authority, increased roles for local library advisory boards, an appeals process for decisions of the library director, and new power to hire that person. Hiring a new library director will be one of the first big decisions for the new and expanded Library Commission, whenever and however its membership composition is settled. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.